It's time for the KOC Game of the Week, Knoxville Orthopedic Clinic. For over 60 years, KOC has emphasized a unique practice of specialty orthopedics. The KOC Game of the Week is also brought to you in part by Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair, serving Knoxville, Lenoir City, Maryville, and now open in Hardin Valley. OEB. If you're injured in a Tennessee auto accident, call OEB Law at 546-1111 and turn your wreck into a check. Games and things. Cause life should be fun. Fleet Tire. You flat them, we fix them. Complete Cryo Plus, East Tennessee's premier physical recovery spa. And by New Balance Knoxville. For premium cushion in every step, head to New Balance Knoxville. Now, let's head to the stadium for tonight's action.
Sometimes in prep football late in the season, you get marquee matchups that also involve rivals. That's what we have here today with the chance at a region championship on the line. It may not be decided tonight, but both of these two teams are in contention for it in Division II AA East. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Christian Academy of Knoxville, home of the undefeated CAK Warriors, 8-0, 4-0 in region play, hosting the Grace Christian Academy Rams, who comes in at 7-1, 3-1 in region play. Both of these two teams, two of four teams that still have a chance to win the region. That is our matchup tonight. We've got offense, we've got terrific coaching, a lot on the line here tonight at CAK. Alongside the coach, Don Mahoney, I am Vince Ferrara. Coach, let's talk about this one real quick. This is going to be so much fun. We saw Cooper Riggs a couple of weeks ago with Grace against Webb, and then obviously CAK has enjoyed a terrific season. Grace's only loss was last week to Boyd Buchanan, Chattanooga Christian. Man, this is the Tennessee Titans game of the week across the state.
Absolutely.
You're fired up about this.
Oh, I tell you, hey, and you said it, the offense that Grace has, led by Cooper Riggs, and you can't say enough about the defense of CAK that is really allowing just over 7 points a game, three shutouts, and just playing lights out defensively. So what a matchup between these two teams offensively and defensively.
All right, coin toss right now. What they do, as we've seen in college football, they'll do it on the high school level as well. All the captains will come out to about the numbers on either side, except for one. The actual coin toss is only one player on each side that goes out with the officials. The rest stand at the 50 with social distancing into consideration. So the home crowd a little unhappy as Grace Christian is run out as well. So CAK in their home blue jerseys with the gold numbers, gold pants, and the white trim on the numbers and the shoulders as well for CAK. CAK with the gold helmets and the blue CAK logo as well. Grace Christian Academy road team, road whites, white jerseys, white pants, and then the G blue logo on either side of those helmets, blue numbers. A clean look, a royal, dark blue for Grace Christian Academy, the visiting team. CAK wins the toss and defers to the second half. With Tom Mahoney, I am Vince Ferrar. Excited about this one. Hope you are as well here on AM 990. CAK, with only a couple of close games, Coach, this year when you look at the final score, they had a close call at White County, 10-7. Also, well, actually, that's the closest ball game. After that, it was 14 points. However, CAK has either been tied or trailing at the half in four of their eight wins. So Travis Mazingo says, look, don't look at the final score, because our kids have had to battle adversity within a ball game and stick with it, and they've been able to do that.
Tell you what, we have a better setting than we did a year ago. Last year it was a heavy downpour, tight game between the two. What an atmosphere here tonight, and really the last time that we had Grace for the game of the week, they did a great job running the football that night. We know they can throw it. Great throw game, great receiving core. So it'll be interesting to see this defense again from CAK against a high-powered Grace Christian offense.
And you're going to see a lot of tempo from both sides as well. So CAK will kick off right to left, football at the 40-yard line with kicker and punter senior Ross Badgett V will kick off, number 83 for CAK, back deep for the Rams. Michael Fiden, Caleb Curcio, back deep. Actually, one deep, and then two more in the front line, just in front. And we're just about ready to get underway. Here's the kickoff by Badgett V. And we're going to see a fair number of touchbacks tonight, especially from the right foot of Badgett. So let's get you the starting lineup on offense for Grace Christian Academy. Terrific quarterback in Cooper Riggs, number 16, the senior. Has thrown for over 400 yards in three of the last four games. The running back is Caleb Curcio, fullback Gage Maynard. Three receivers set, Michael Heumann, Grant Warwick, and Pierce Browning. We'll get you the offensive line in just a moment. First and 10 from the 20-yard line for Grace Christian. Moving back to right to left to right. Excuse me. Pass knocked down and complete on first down. Second and 10. Left tackle for Grace Christian is Ben Francisco. Left guard, Noah Bruin. Center is Jake Harper. Right guard, Riley Burnett. And the right tackle is Taylen Earlywine. Defense for CAK. It's a four-man front. The ends, Noah Olson and Logan Sims. The tackles, Malachi Harrison and Austin Delp. Delp goes 6'2", 342, and a freshman. Wait till he grows into his body. Second and 10, Riggs in the pistol. Single back, three receivers. Fourth man in motion, a tight end. Riggs steps up in the pocket, but tracked down from behind. That's a loss on the play.
Big time play by the defensive end, Noah Olson, the senior, 6'6", 225 pounds. Again, the strength for CAK, their defensive front.
CAK is big in the middle, but long, lean, and athletic on the edges.
14 turnovers on the year. Really creating havoc up front, forcing the quarterbacks to make bad decisions and guys in positions to make plays intercepting the football.
It's actually more of a 4-4-3 defense here on third and 12 after the 2-yard sack of Cooper Riggs for CAK's defense. Football is at the 18-yard line. Riggs back to pass. Look, serving. Oh. He's sacked. Oh, hit from the front side. A massive hit and sack on back-to-back plays for the Warriors defense. Grace Christian, three and out to start the ball game.
That was big Malachi Harrison, 6'1", 271-pound junior with the hit. And wow, stepped up in the pocket, did a good job getting off the block, and what a hit. Great field position for CAK.
So Grace Christian in punt formation gets it off. It's Art Knight. And it will take a little bit of a Grace Christian roll and will be downed at the 47-yard line of Grace. So CAK will start in Rams territory on offense for the first time in our ball game. With Don Tony, I am Vince Ferrar. Great to have you with us. So the CAK offense looks like this. Senior quarterback Ryan Diggs leads the way, number one. The running back is J.D. Dunn. He's run for over 1,100 yards this year. And a quick burst up the middle. That's a first down on first down for CAK.
I think he's just short. Vince got about nine. Great job up front by the left side. No, he did get the first down.
Yep.
A big formation with Malachi Harrison, the defensive lineman, in the fullback position.
Quick handoff to Dunn again over right guard, and looks like we got a flag down. Should be holding.
The 1,100 yards he has on the year is in seven ball games, with them being 8-0, missing obviously one game, but what a back. Great vision, good balance, and speed. So back-to-back downhill runs with the inside zone, and actually guys getting their hands on, getting a hold up front.
Well, that's going to push CAK back to the Grace 43-yard line. Deep set by Dunn. Breaks the tackle at the 40. 35, 30, cuts to the middle of the field. This is a house call. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. A 43-yard touchdown run by Junior J.D. Dunn. And CAK leads 6-0.
Wow, what a statement. Three plays in a row, just downhill runs in a heavy formation. And in a heavy personnel with, again, Harrison, the defensive lineman, at the fullback position.
Well, Grace Christian had difficulty stopping the run in their 59-48 loss last week, gave up almost 400 yards rushing. So Rusty Bradley and that coaching staff was looking for some answers in terms of scheme, and maybe that will come at some point. And they're going to go for two and motion out. And
got it.
Yes. Connection on the two-point conversion for CAK, a little rollout action, and reeled it in. And CAK gets a touchdown and a two-point conversion. 9:38 left to go in the first quarter. CAK 8, Grace Christian Academy nothing. This is the KOC Game of the Week.
Now back to the KOC Game of the Week. Here's Vince Ferrara.
43-yard touchdown run by J.D. Dunn for CAK, and the Warriors out in front early on. First possession started at the 47-yard line of Grace Christian. So CAK went three and out, two sacks on second and third down on consecutive plays, and CAK great field position, and in, I guess, technically two plays, right? Because
yeah, that's right.
A play and then a penalty and then a 43-yard touchdown run. And here's Grace with an outstanding offense, first and 10 at their own 35-yard line after the kick went out of bounds. Rigg going to come near side on a slant. Incomplete. Was looking for one of his go-to receivers. That's a really talented group. But Michael Heumann, the wide receiver, on the near side, just a little inside slant. But those two cannot connect. And Riggs is off to an 0-2 start in the pass game. Plus, he's been sacked a couple of times.
Really just a quick game right there. And the receiver cut the route short. Great coverage by Harris for CAK.
Four receiver look. Riggs in the gun. Looking, coming near side again. Caught. Trying to spin out of a tackle and cannot. And then cleaned up by CAK.
Great pursuit by CAK's defense. And just, again, another quick game working to get the ball out of his hands. And, you know, again, the last game we had, a great job on the ground by Grace running the ball with Curcio, who's a big, powerful back, and still yet haven't run the football.
And that was Grant Warwick on the catch. Short game, 5 yards, third and five from the 40 of Grace Christian. Looking to move the chains for the first time. Rigg steps up in the pocket, high throw, incomplete. Fourth down, and the Rams go three and out on consecutive possessions. And we finish the defense for CAK real quick. It's a four linebacker set, a 4-4-3. The outside backers are Caleb Sparkman and Grant Sturchy. Inside backers, Luke Myers and Knox Watke. The corners, Kanye Harris and J.D. Presley, and the free safety, Denzel Jackson. What a start for that unit for CAK, as the Warriors now will get the football back once again as J.D. Presley will await this punt.
We got a flag. Too many men on the field for Grace. And back to that last play, Vince. Big reason for that ball being overthrown by Riggs was Noah Olsen again on some pressure. All of 6'6", 225-pound defensive end as a senior.
D-line has produced two sacks. Plus, Grace had to compensate. They had that pressure. And then with some quick game as well to get it out of their hands. Here's the punt. And will be fair caught. Fair caught. And there was some contact there. I don't think it was much.
Yeah, it was really a late fair catch signal, too, which he was right on top of him. Didn't continue through with the entire hit.
Yeah, they didn't try to tackle him or anything. It was just a little love tap. J.D. Presley hung on to the football, and it'll be Warriors ball once again, this time starting at their own 37-yard line. 42 is incorrect. 37-yard line. Another inside handoff. This is Dunn. Actually bounces it over right tackle and picks up a nice chunk on first down. That's going to be about six or seven for Dunn once again, who had the lone touchdown of this ball game early on. We're under 9 minutes left in the first quarter. 8-0 CAK, a J.D. Dunn 43-yard touchdown run on the second offensive play for the Warriors. Three receiver look. Dunn the lone back as the quarterback Deggs will get the call from the sideline, which is the near side to us, where the grandstand is. And Dunn will bounce it to the outside. He's at the first down marker. Stutter steps, splits defender, still on his feet. Down the sideline, 50, 45, and then pushed out of bounds. Inside the 40-yard line, Dunn, who has rushed for over 1,100 yards this year, is off to a fantastic start for CAK.
Wow. Again, just the inside zone in which he bounced outside. Great vision and balance. You got to wrap him up if you're going to bring him down. He's got a good, strong lower body. And I tell you, all on the ground thus far for CAK, and just stay with it. I mean, it's running the ball well. The offensive line is doing a great job.
There's another handoff to Dunn. Tries to bounce to the outside, but then is snagged, held on to, and then finished off by more white jerseys for Grace Christian. That is, other than the penalty, that's the worst offensive play for CAK to this point.
Garrett Staley, the defensive tackle for Grace on the play, the 6'1", 265-pound senior.
Second and 10, no gain on first down for Dunn. Deggs, the quarterback, a little play action, a throw near side, caught by the tight end, and he will spin out of bounds.
Sparkman.
Sparkman, 23, and he's one of the four receivers. Sparkman, the senior, with the catch, and only picked up a couple. That nets 2 yards, so it'll be the first third down of the first quarter in the game for the CAK Warriors, up 8-0 over Grace with 7:47 left to go in our first quarter. Dunn, the lone setback to the right of the quarterback Deggs. Three receiver look, inside handoff, Dunn. He bounces it outside and then cuts inside. And we'll be short of the first down, but this is likely four down territory, and the Warriors offense will stay on the field. And it'll be a 4th and 2, so 6 netted by Dunn. And CAK will go for some long field goals, but this doesn't look like it's a situation for it right now.
Got the big personnel again, bringing Harrison, the defensive tackle, into the fullback position.
There's the inside handoff. Wow. And cut down in the backfield. I think he's going to be short.
Yes.
Grace has gotten a stop on defense.
Joshua Williams just knifing off the edge and getting the penetration inside as well, and no movement.
Dario Love on the carry, and he was cut down.
Dunn and came out of play. I don't know if he's cramping. They're looking like they're working on his calf area, so hopefully it's just a cramp for him.
So you had big personnel, but you had your smallest back. Your backup back has run for almost 250 yards on the season. So a defensive stop for Grace. First and 10 at their own 28-yard line. Four wide, four rigs, looking left side. And it is short. Short hopped, incomplete on the throw. So Riggs has a couple of short completions, but not much happening down the field yet.
And you know what? You always want to get off to a great start, obviously. But there's a couple throws that he usually makes, those routine throws in their pass game and how they're in sync. A couple sacks that start off the ball game, you're not quite sharp after that.
Yep. And he was being pressured a lot against Chattanooga Christian last week. Rusty Bradley said that's as accurate as he's seen a quarterback in a long time. And Riggs gets a shotgun snap, throws on the run, and misses again. Receiver on the move on a little crossing route.
And I believe Noah Olson had a hand on that, batted that ball or just tipped it slightly.
So inauspicious offensive start for Grace Christian so far.
And you said it. You said it a little bit ago. Third downs, how many times they've been in third downs. And that was CAK. Just that last series was the first time for them. So third and long at that, third and 10.
And I think all of those have been all the third downs for Grace. Fake on the inside, handoff, throw with pressure over the middle of the field, knocked down. A nice pass breakup by Jackson, Denzel Jackson, the junior free safety with the PBU. And Grace will be forced to punt already for the third time in the first quarter, trailing 8-0 with just under 7 minutes left to go in the first.
CAK with a lot of players coming back from this 8-0 team. They're not a real heavy senior team, so really exciting for them looking ahead to the future.
So Art Knight, busy as it gets other than Cooper Riggs so far. And another fair catch signal. And the catch is made by Presley at the 42-yard line. And CAK will come out for the third time. 43-yard touchdown run by J.D. Dunn on the opening possession for the Warriors. Two-point conversion made it 8-0. Then CAK turns it over on downs on a failed fourth and two rushing attempt. And now this is the third time that Grace has the football. We'll get a scoreboard update at our first opportunity here in just a couple of minutes as CAK is quickly to the line. Now they back off and get the signal from the sideline. You got a three-receiver look, single back. I believe that's Love again. And back to passes, Diggs over the middle field, and the traffic caught on a crossing route at the 45 of Grace Christian. So Diggs lets it go. Second completion for the senior quarterback for CAK, and that's good for a first down. And just like that, Warriors are in the Rams' territory.
What a throw. Great clean pocket, and just strong on the delivery. Dunn is getting taped right now, looks like, on his ankle. So I think it was maybe a cramp. It's maybe just his ankle. Hopefully he'll be back in the ball game.
Dario Love's a junior, 5'3", 140. And Dex back to pass again off his back foot. And has a man on another crossing route at the 40. Run after catch will get him to near the first down marker. I think inside the 35-yard line. We'll see where they mark it. It might be just a hair short. Yeah, we'll call it second and two. Just looking at the official that was inside the 35, but they'll mark it right at the 35-yard line. So another good gain, 8 yards on that connection. Another three-receiver look with a tight end. Again, Diggs back to pass. Has a man at the hash, and he overthrew him on the run.
Wow.
J.D. Presley leaked open, was open down the seam. If that passes on the money, that's 6 points.
Coach Bradley playing defensive coordinator, Mark Bradley playing the bare front, so he's covering all the offensive linemen, involving the back in protection as well.
Well, you normally see Grace with that three-man front, but they're having to vary that some. We got to get you the Grace defense in a moment, but in our first opportunity, this is Love, bounces to the outside, he gets to the sideline, but after he picks up a Warriors first down. So here's the defense for Grace. They line up, in a base 3-4, but with the ends, Colin Campbell and John Hicks. Garrett Staley is the nose guard. The four backers, they will vary this a lot, and Coach has already kind of talked about it. The outside backers are Ronan McCarthy and Devin Coffey. The Mike linebacker is Johnny Eller, and the inside backer is Jake Boudreaux. Actually, it's a five-backer. Diggs throwing, and let's see. It's caught at, that's right near the line of scrimmage, so nothing happening on that throw.
No.
So it's more of a 3-5-3, excuse me, because the other outside linebacker is Josh Williams. The corners, Dane Nussbaum and Dylan Dorfler, and the free safety is Michael Fiden. But, Coach, there's a lot of variation there, and you'll see Coach Bradley really change things defensively, especially because they haven't been able to stop the run, especially last week.
And really, it started the week of Webb when we had that game. Right. And he wanted to get into some of that double eagle, bare front. And so he's getting in and out of that a little bit with the different looks that CAK's showing.
2 yards on the catch and throw.
Throwback.
Throwback and overthrown. Missed his receiver that did have a step as the quarterback, Diggs, went to his right and stopped and threw back to the receiver. Did have a step on the DB, but it was on the wrong shoulder and wasn't able to connect. While we have a moment, let's go back to the studio, get a scoreboard update. Here's Eric Kane.
All right, some first quarter score, guys. An upset brewing. Oak Ridge over Powell, 14-0. Gibbs leading over Carter, 10-0. Alcoa, 14-0 over Gatlinburg-Pittman. Maryville, 7-0 over McMinn County in the first quarter. Guys, that's a battle of two 8-0 ball clubs. Vince?
Gotta love that. Two back set now for CAK. Throw, far side in the flat, caught And CAK will bring him down immediately. Short gain on third and eight. So fourth down, and we'll see. I think we're going to get the kicking team out. We're getting a long field goal attempt for the Warriors.
Wow, what a big throw that was, and good coverage by Grace on the play defensively for an open field tackle. So this is a big kick, and he's had a great leg on the kickoff. So
Ross Badgett, 8 of 14 in field goal attempts. Made all his PATs this year. This one marked down at the 37. So a 47-yarder, gets his right foot into it, and it is no good. Missed it. Is that left, Coach?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just slightly left and a little bit short.
A little glare in our press box window. Under 4 minutes left to go in the first quarter. 8-0 CAK. The Warriors got a 43-yard touchdown run from J.D. Dunn, the junior that's rushed for over 1,100 yards coming into the ball game, and he may already be over 1,200 after his terrific first quarter. And hope he's okay because he was getting taped up. And then since then, a turnover on downs and now a missed field goal for CAK. So Grace, fourth
screen.
Offensive possession, screen to the receiver, but nothing happening. Immediately taken down. And it wasn't really any blocking there either.
And just great pursuit. I mean, again, going into this game, the biggest thing that jumped out was 3 shutouts on the year, 7 points, just slightly over 7 points allowed all season long. So, I mean, this defense against this offense, we knew what we'd be in store for. And, wow, CAK's defense, impressive.
Yeah, after the missed field goal, Grace starts at their own 20-yard line. Loss of a yard on the catch. 2nd and 11 from the 19-yard line. Just over 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Rick steps up in the pocket. He's grabbed. He breaks out of that jersey tackle and has a man. It's caught. It's at the 30, 35, 40, 45, and then pushes the man out of bounds. It is Michael Heumann, number 5, his 2nd catch of the first quarter, and that's the best play on offense for the Rams tonight.
Great job of stopping some of the pressure. And the big nose tackle you mentioned earlier, the freshman, Austin Delp, almost had him. Good job stepping up in the pocket, finding the open man. Likes going to Heumann, as we learned a couple weeks ago during that game against Webb.
1st and 10 from the 47-yard line of Grace for the Rams, moving left to right, road, white jerseys, white pants. Riggs gets the call, gets the snap, surveying the field, has time, now sprints out to his right, looks down the field, man leaking their work, almost intercepted, and there's a PI call as the DB was not turned back to the football, and instead it's going to be a pass interference. Kanye Harris in coverage there. He's going to get called for the pass interference.
Wow. Great coverage. Put his arm up. The receiver stopped, and sure enough.
Yeah, the receiver stopped to get the pass.
Right.
And then Harris ran into him, and the pass fell incomplete. And that PI is going to give Grace their 2nd best play on offense. So Heumann with the big catch and run into CAK territory, and then a PI throw out in the flat, caught on the run, 40, 35, 30. That's another first down.
Curcio.
Caleb Curcio leaking out of the backfield, and he picks up another Rams first down, and Grace has things going for the first time offensively.
Still have not run the football yet, and anxious to see Curcio. Again, the success they had at Webb, I thought they did a great job up front with just their zone game and really gained some momentum on their drives with some of the runs.
We saw 9 consecutive runs at one point in that game. I'll tell you what Rusty Bradley told me about that here at First Opportunity. It's Curcio the lone back to the left of Riggs. He's going to look to throw to his right, step up in the pocket, throws down the field and in the middle, and it is it caught?
Looks like Heumann. Yes.
Yep, Michael Heumann with a catch, his 2nd of the first quarter. And I think that's good for another Grace first down. Actually, no, let's call it 2nd and 1 at the 17-yard line.
Could be Curcio time here with the they're still in a 4-wide look with Curcio split out at the slot position.
Well, if that was Heumann, that's actually his 3rd catch of this first quarter. Riggs, the quarterback, single back to his right. Four receiver look. Riggs looking. Pass caught. And
Pierce Browning.
Yep, Pierce Browning, who had a big day last week. Browning makes the catch. That moves the chains. And Grace continues on this excellent drive.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Riggs is really doing a good job on the run as well as the receivers adjusting. He hasn't really had a clean pocket at all in this first quarter. He's been on the move, thrown on the move. The receivers are doing a good job adjusting, coming back in the scramble rules.
Two split back look this time for
got him.
Grace throw far side. It is caught. That's going to be good for about 8 yards. And it's Pierce Browning again. And Grace continues on this excellent drive.
Yes.
And 6 yards on first down.
What a big throw that was from the right hash all the way opposite field. And so many weapons between Heumann, Browning, Warwick, and Gage Maynard as well.
Browning, 14 catches, almost 200 yards last week. Curcio bounces to the outside after having nowhere to go. He is fighting for the first down marker. Going to be close. It's on the far sideline. Hard to see exactly where they mark that. But, man, tough running by Curcio, who could not find a running lane in the middle initially.
No, just bounced it outside on the inside zone. Great job internally by CAK's defensive front. But, again, that's a big back. Caleb Curcio, 6'1", 190-pound senior. Big third down.
Curcio and Coffey, the two backs. They're going to look. It is Curcio bounces it to the outside and then heads upfield. And it's going to be short. Actually, no, it is good. It's going to be a first down for Curcio, looks like. I think he's gotten there.
Yeah. Close, though.
Yep. It's a first down. So first and goal, 45 seconds and counting left to go. Football is at. Let's see where they marked that.
Looks exactly. Like the one.
Yep. First and goal at the 1 yard line for the Rams, trailing CAK 8-0. 35 seconds and counting left to go in the first quarter. Rams threatening. High snap, handoff, inside run, touchdown. Caleb Curcio, a 1 yard touchdown run. And Grace Christian Academy is within two. It's 8-6. And let's see what Rusty Bradley decides to do. Now they are willing to do the swing gate. And let's see, they're going to line up for the traditional PAT.
What a drive.
Absolutely.
Big plays. Again, Riggs thrown on the run, receivers making plays.
And they didn't have a ton of success until the Michael Heumann kick, and the PAT is up and is good by Art Knight. 21 seconds left to go in the first quarter. It's CAK 8, Grace Christian 7 here on the KOC Game of the Week.
Now back to the KOC Game of the Week. Here's Vince Ferrara.
Here's a kickoff by Grace Christian Academy, fielded by J.D. Presley. A short return, but decent field position. Just past the 30-yard line, it looks like, for CAK, leading Grace Christian 8-7 with Don Mahoney. I'm Vince Ferrara here on the KOC Game of the Week. 18 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Another shot on offense for CAK. Touchdown on their opening possession. But since then, turnover on downs, missed field goal. And we'll see what kind of response we get from the CAK Warriors offense. Handoff over right tackle, bouncing it to the outside. But not much happening. Grace's defense is really adjusted.
Done back in the ball game.
Yep.
And really a good bounce for what really wasn't much happening there, and that should do the first quarter.
Yep. Final seconds, 2-1, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. Headed to the second. Good one as expected between two of the better teams in Division II. It's CAK 8, Grace Christian 7 here on the KOC Game of the Week.
Now back to the KOC Game of the Week. Here's Vince Ferrara.
Back here at CAK 8-7, CAK with the lead over Grace Christian Academy, 2nd and 6. From the 36-yard line for CAK. Dunn bounces the outside, but he will be strung out, pushed out of bounds. Another good run stop for Grace Christian. What kind of adjustment are the Rams have the Rams made on defense, kind of slowed done down since that first possession?
Well, they're still staying in the bare front. They're doing a good job of getting off blocks. They're getting a much, you know, I mean, they're doing a much better getting off blocks, and the linebackers are scraping and they're, you know, playing their read keys a lot better.
Loss of two on the play, 3rd and 8 from the 34-yard line. Back to passes, Deggs looking, crossing route, caught, cut inside, and then headed upfield. That's good for a first down for CAK.
What a great job on the crossing route. You said it earlier, Vince, they've had success with that. You know, they're playing that five-man front, rushing, getting some good crossing routes and good spacing. Great ball by Diggs.
Yeah, that was tied in. Ethan Fulford on the catch. He's made a big difference, and Travis Mazingo complimenting him big time. And this is Diggs springing out on the pocket, eludes one man in the backfield. He's headed for the sideline and gets there prior to taking a big hit. And it was close to that sideline, but the Grace defender held off. There is a flag down in the middle of the field, so coach is probably in the area holding.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes when you scramble, there's a tug of the jersey, the officials see it, and unfortunately, I know that all too well. But it was really a good decision. He didn't force a ball on the throw and work to get it with his legs, and that's going to definitely be probably a holding call.
Yeah, and it's probably when Diggs leaked out of the pocket to the left side, and he's trying to protect his quarterback, but didn't get away with it, and this will push CAK back. Second holding call on the Rams offense tonight.
And, you know, scrambling to his left, he looked like he was wanting to raise his arm and throw it. Good job not forcing it. Protect the football, take care of the football. Obviously, you want to not be in penalty situation, but do not force a turnover.
So CAK moving backwards. Other than the catch to Fulford, we get a scoreboard update in just a moment. It will be a long first down. Goodness. Got to get to the 41-yard line of Grace. Football is at the 34-yard line. So 1st and 25 for the Warriors on offense. Dunn is alone. Setback with Deggs, the quarterback, in the pistol. And he'll move Dunn to his right hip and await the snap. He gets it. Looking to his left. Will make that throw. Far sideline.
Wow.
Caught. Wow. What a catch. That picks up a nice chunk of yardage for the Warriors.
What a big throw. Right hash across the field. I'll tell you, that tackle by Joshua Williams, he doesn't make that. Who knows how far he's going on that, Vince?
And that was the leading receiver for CAK, Grant Sturchy, on that reception. Sturchy with 26 catches on the year. Make that 27 after that last reel in. Here's Dunn, who springs to the 50, 45. He's close to the first down marker. Goodness. How about that from a first and 25? The man picked up the first down.
Well, and, you know, it's really close. They're going to probably come with big personnel if it's not.
Right.
Nah, it's tight.
Yep, 3rd and 1 is what they'll call it because they mark it down at the 42-yard line. So CAK quickly to the line. See if Dunn is the man to carry the rock here as the quarterback Deggs will back out, get the call from the sideline, tap the center on the left hip, and then back into his pistol position. It's a handoff by Dunn's own run. He springs through. Look out. 40, 35, 30. First down run for J.D. Dunn.
Wow.
And CAK moves the chains. Wow. Coming back from a 1st and 25 to convert on a 4th and 1 to move the chains.
A little something to him running the ball. How much their offense is different, right?
Yeah.
Love is a good player, but I'll tell you, Dunn's vision and bouncing, and they really do a good job with that zone. It's like a windback.
There's juice with a little play action. Deggs looking to his left, hesitates, throws incomplete.
What a play again by Joshua Williams. He was just a little late on that throw. It was really just a wheel route off of some play action, but what a big play for Grace defensively.
9:46 left to go in the first half. 8-7 CAK leading Grace Christian Academy. Expected high score, and we still could get it, but we've had some run game success for these two teams, kind of run the clock a little bit. Here's this Dunn, bounces to the left side, heads upfield at the 25, inside the 20, and let's see.
He got it.
Yep, got the first down. A first down run for Dunn.
And like I mentioned, on his inside zone, it's really he starts to the right and actually bends it and winds it out to the left. So he's getting the linebackers to really bite downhill, doing a great job pressing the line and then bouncing outside.
And he can head upfield on that cut in a hurry and has some size to him as well. He's at the right hip. This is over to the left tackle. Look out. And oh, little Derrick Henry stiff arm on a defender. How about that? He didn't go flying like Josh Norman did through the Nashville skies, but that was nicely executed.
That's become the big thing now. Everybody's trying to get the stiff arm, and rightfully so, after you see something like that. But you know what? He, again, running the ball, everything is forward and downhill. I mean, he's, you know, even when it looks like maybe there's something that's not there.
6 yards on that impressive run by J.D. Dunn, probably approaching 100 yards. Here in this first half, Deggs back to pass. Sprint out pressure. Being chased down from behind. Throws down the field. It's caught at the 10-yard line and then turning and headed upfield. That is a terrific catch and throw on the run. And that's a hookup to Colin Sapp, who comes in whenever they go four wides oftentimes. And Sapp, the senior, makes the catch.
Great.
And it's a first and goal from the four.
Great job mixing it up. Now they got big personnel with Harrison again in the backfield.
This is Dunn. Push from the O-line and then finally held up. Held out of the goal line.
Great job by Grace up front, led by Colin Campbell, the senior. 5'10", 185 pounds. Not much doing there for CAK.
Yeah, Dane Nussbaum, the corner, stuck his nose in there as well. Gain of a yard, second and goal from the three. It's a rollout by Deggs on the boot. He will hesitate, lowers his shoulder. Did he get in? Touchdown. Oh, my goodness. Deggs with a 3-yard touchdown run. And Grace Christian thought they had held and gotten a stop at the sidelines, but Deggs, the quarterback, busted the tackle and got into the end zone for the touchdown. It is 14-7 with a PAT, we think, on the way, although they are split out. They're in a spread PAT formation. They're going to try to run this in again, and he's going to be stopped short of the goal line.
Wow.
They tried a little rollout to the right.
All right, we'll get a score update here from the Budweiser Studios. We have CAK, as Vince and Don just told you, stopped on the two-point conversion, but it is CAK 14, Grace Christian Academy 7. This game now late in, or about midway through that second quarter. Over our FM frequency, we have Catholic leading West midway through the second. The score was 14-0. Over on Newsug 98.7, Harden Valley trailing Farragut by a score of 28-0. Oak Ridge, a potential upset is a brewing, battling for number two in that region spot. It is Oak Ridge leading Powell 21-7 midway through the second quarter. Gibbs is leading Carter by a score of 17-0. That game is late in the second. Bearden on top of Morristown West 14-0. Hall is on top of Sevier County 7-0. Campbell County, last we saw, leading Clinton by a score of 6-0. Maribel continues to lead McMinn County 7-0 late in the second quarter. Alcoa on top of Gallenberg-Pittman 14-0. And it is Anderson County on top of East Hamilton by a score of 20-0 right now. Again, we will have the Matlock Tires halftime show and the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show coming up here later on. We're going to be with you until about the 11 o'clock hour here on FM 99.1, AM 990, and News Talk 98.7. We'll run through these one more time. Again, after the change of possession of the touchdown, it is CAK leading GCA 14-7 midway through the second quarter. Catholic on top of West 14-0 in the second. Farragut on top of Harden Valley 28-0. Oak Ridge leading Powell 21-7 in the second quarter. Gibbs all over Carter 17-0 in the second. Bearden on top of Morristown West 14-0. Sevier County trailing Halls 7-0. Campbell County on top of Clinton 6-0 right now. Maryville leading McMinn County, a battle of two 8-0 teams, 7-0 late in the second quarter. Alcoa on top of Gallenberg-Pittman 14-0, and Anderson County leading East Hamilton 20 2-0. We will get you back out to the field momentarily, but for right now, let's take a break. You're listening to the KOC Game of the Week on AM 990.
Now, back to the KOC Game of the Week. Here's Vince Ferrara.
Apologize for some technical difficulties. We're back here at CAK. Grace Christian Academy's quarterback, Cooper Riggs, just intercepted by Kanye Harris. And CAK on first down as another J.D. Dunn run, and he breaks through. And he will get close. He's still fighting. Cleaned up from the backside at the 40-yard line. That's going to make it a CAK first down.
Wow.
I mean, again, just staying north and south and running behind his pads, had his ankle taped in the first quarter that came up a little bit, you know, he was coming off the field with an ankle injury, and he's back in and playing solid.
Diggs in the pistol with Dunn, the lone setback. Three receivers at the top, and Diggs will back out after getting the new call. Diggs in the pistol, lifts the leg, drops it, gets the snap. Back to pass, three-step drop, steps up, leaks out to the left side.
Got him.
Will look to throw down the field. It is caught, spinning out of a tackle at the 20. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Oh, my goodness, Ryan Diggs. What a play, a throw on the run. And CAK is on the board again. It's 20-7.
Look like Caleb Sparkman.
Yep.
Found him, just a good job stepping up, avoiding some pressure, slips to the left, finds him open, uncovered. Wow.
So the PAT attempt here for CAK, they won't mess around with that two-point attempt. The snap by Fogle, the hold by Simpson, and the PAT by Ross Badgett, the fifth, is good. 6:16 left to go in the first half at CAK 21, Grace 7, here on the KOC Game of the Week.
Now, back to the KOC Game of the Week. Here's Vince Ferrara.
Kickoff by Badgett the fifth into the end zone for a touchback. So, Grace Christian will start first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Down two touchdowns, biggest deficit of the night for the Rams. After a 34-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Diggs to Caleb Sparkman, first through the air, got a J.D. Dunn touchdown run from 43 yards out. Quarterback Ryan Diggs, a 3-yard touchdown run for the second CAK touchdown, and now a 34-yard hookup through the air from Diggs to Sparkman. So Grace will start first and 10 at their own 20-yard line, moving right to left. Riggs, a quarterback, looking. Double clutch, throws down the field, has a man. It is caught inside of CAK territory. That is a hookup to Pierce Browning, who had a step on his defender, and Riggs put it in the bucket. Big play for the Rams offense.
Great protection, just the hitch and go. Caught the corner, biting.
Nice loft. I mean, he gave.
Absolutely. Right in front of us.
Yeah, let Browning run under it a little bit. So all the way to the 45-yard line. That is 30 yards on the pass from Riggs to Browning. First and 10 at the CAK 45. Riggs in the gun. Haven't seen Coffee involved in the offense a whole lot. Riggs throw, far side. It was caught by Browning. Gain of, looks like 5 or so.
Yeah. Good opposite hash throw by him. Quick out of his hands.
Actually, no, a little bit more than that. Got to the 38. So 7 yards, 2nd and 3, coach.
Yeah.
We'll go 2 back once again here. Looking to the flat and throws over the middle. It's going to go. That's good for a first down. Down the sideline. Knocked out of bounds inside the 5. But Riggs on the money again.
Looks like Michael Heumann, one of his favorite targets he likes to hit.
Yep, that's at least the 4th catch of the half for Heumann. And Riggs got things going here offensively. He is heating up through the air.
Really a great job bouncing back off that interception that CAK capitalized on. But, yeah, this is a heck of a drive for them.
Got to the 3, 1st and goal from the 3. 2 back look. It will be a Riggs throw. Pump fake. Look. Back corner pylon.
Oh,
he caught it as he inbounds. No, cannot get the foot down. Incomplete.
It actually just went right off his chest. I think it was great placement by him. It was really a hitch and go, really to the back pylon of the end zone.
And, man, Riggs can throw it from anywhere, make any of those throws that you're looking for. And that was Browning, the intended receiver that time. So second and goal from the three. 4:27 left to go in a half. Grace looking for a response answer touchdown. Split back look. So Curcio bounces it to the left on a jump cut. He's trying to get to the sideline and outrun the defense, and he cannot. It's going to be a big loss on the play. Back to about the 8 or 9 yard line. Jumped on the horse, rode him for a TFL.
Great job by Harrison, who's only a junior, the outside linebacker.
Now, how about that big kid running sideline to sideline to track down the back?
Curcio's size is, you know, he's put together as well.
Yep.
Big play right there.
Wow, so you'll likely see Riggs throw the football here again. 21-7, CAK leading at home over Grace Christian. Grace with a third and goal at the CAK 8-yard line. They'll go single back. Trips at the top. Riggs steps up, pressured. He hesitates, runs to his left. He tries to throw, has a mid. Was his knee down? It's caught in the end zone for a touchdown, but are they going to rule his knee was down? And they are not. That's a TD throw. Riggs was being tackled and threw it as he was falling to the ground, found a man in the end zone, and that's a touch. What a play by Riggs. It's 21-13. CAK with the lead over Grace with the PAT for the Rams on the way.
Wow. Great job again moving in the pocket, stepping up, finding a man, big time play.
Didn't see the number. Did you catch that, Coach?
I didn't.
All right, we'll get that. 3:33 left to go. Here's a snap. The PAT is up, and it is true. We'll keep it here. 21-14. CAK with the lead, but how about the answer by Grace Christian Academy when Cooper Riggs had thrown an interception on the previous possession and then terrific drive, first play of the drive, a 30-yard pass from Riggs to Browning. They continue to have success in the air. Throw to Human got him inside the three, and then a negative run play brought him back to the 8-yard line, 3rd and 8. Might have been going for it on fourth down if they didn't get that. But Riggs was close to being tackled as he was being taken down. Got rid of it and threw a touchdown pass from 8 yards out.
What a great answer. And again, coming off that interception that he threw and CAK capitalized on it, a senior coming up big in a big ball game, leading that drive down there, overcoming some different, lost yardage play, some pressure in the pocket. Big time drive by by Grace.
Was that, did you get that
TD? Gage Maynard.
All right. Here's the kickoff. Going to be caught. This is Harris at the 10, 15, 20. Breaks a tackle at the 25. Down the sideline. Kanye Harris.
Wow.
He might have gotten to the 40-yard line.
Yeah.
A little tightrope action down the near sideline where other royal blue jerseys and gold jerseys are on the home sideline on the near side for CAK. And they're going to say the 37-yard line. So 1st and 10 for the Warriors. Up a touch, 21-14 with 3:26 left to go in the half. Three receivers, trips to the boundary short side. And this is done. Outside zone run, heads upfield. And will be tracked down after a pickup of about 6 or so. And it'll be 2nd and 4 from the 41.
You got to believe there's going to be a heavy dose of him in this drive. 3:07 on the clock till the half, and rightfully so. Again, the way they're blocking up front and his vision and getting north and south.
Diggs, the quarterback, with Dunn, the lone back. It'll be Dunn again. He heads straight upfield, has a first down. Past the 50-yard line at the 49-yard line of Grace Christian. And here comes the Rams offense again.
Just stay with the downhill inside zone. Again, it's winding back. He's offset right, starting the inside zone to the left, and he's just winding back to the right side off the give.
Again, they'll go to the Trips boundary side. High snap. This is done. Heads right and then straight up the field. Like, Coach, you've been talking about positive yardage on almost every run for Dunn. That one nets another 6 yards, second and four. Again, this time at the 43 of Grace.
And, you know, they have Degg's ability to throw the ball and just a play action in their throw game in general. Really good at that. But I'll tell you, the ability to, or the opportunity to keep Grace off the ball, off the field on offense is big.
This is done. Another run. Head straight upfield. Carrying white jersey defenders. Goodness, that's going to be another CAK first down.
This is big too, Vince, because the second half, CAK gets the ball to start the second half. Nope. Definitely would like to answer the score by Grace.
Minute 45 and counting left to go in this first half. The Warriors on the move, leading 21-14. Football is at the 37-yard line of Grace Christian. Grace really crowding the line of scrimmage. I mean, they've got 10 guys at or near the line. Degg's going to look to throw. Down the
got
field,
him.
Has a man knocked away. Oh, that's great coverage.
Yes.
Woo. What man. A play.
Dane Nussbaum, great coverage is right. And you just said it a minute ago, all the hats that are up in the box, run action, poke fake by the quarterback, and then Degg's, and then throwing the deep ball.
Yep, they tried to take advantage of it, not able to connect. Looking for Grant Sturchy, who has been quiet, leading receiver in terms of yardage, but this is such a versatile and deep wide receiving group for the Warriors. All their guys can play all the wide receiver positions. Minute 21 left to go in the half, 21-14. This is done again. He heads to the left, bounces to the outside. He has a first down, gets inside the 20, or right at the 20-yard line, but another big run. That one 17 yards for Dunn. While we have a moment, let's quickly get a quick scoreboard update. Here's Eric King.
Yeah, at the halftime break, it's Harden Valley trailing Farragut 35-0. Catholic on top of West 21-0. And Oak Ridge continues to lead Powell 21-7. That game nearing the halftime break, guys.
Under a minute left to go in the first half. First and 10 from the 21-yard line of Grace for CAK. Up a touch, 21-14. And here's Dunn with the run. Breaks the tackle in the backfield. He squeaks through.
Wow.
He's going to get to the end zone for a touchdown. Wow. J.D. Dunn, yards after contact. 21-yard touchdown run. And the Warriors extend the lead. It's 27-14 CAK.
With 42 seconds left in that drive. Wow, what a run.
Jesse didn't see the initial hole and then headed left and then somehow squeaked through defenders. He's not the smallest of guys, but wow. And then you saw the separation speed to the finish line and the end zone. PAT is up in good. 42 seconds left in the half. Second rushing touchdown of the first half for J.D. Dunn, who came in with 1,119 yards rushing, 11 touchdowns on the year coming into the ball game, so he's up to 13, and Dunn certainly over 1,200 yards rushing on the season. And, boy, CAK, points were a little slow. They got the first touchdown the first possession, and then it kind of slowed a little bit, but, man, in the second quarter, they got the offense going again.
I'll tell you, the credit the guys up front and really Dunn, just you said it, just with really good vision, balance and power, and it's just tough to bring down. Keep leaning on him, especially if you have a lead to keep Grace off the field.
Yeah, and this CAK team, it's not like, you know, they did some power on the first possession, and they will run it down your throat between the tackles. However, they spread you out to run. It's not like I formation 3 yards in a cloud of dust as the kickoff goes into the end zone for a touchback. So last shot for Grace Christian on offense, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line, down two scores with 42 seconds left in the half. I always ask you these questions.
First play is most important.
Yeah,
and I know really what you're going to say because we've been together long enough.
Here's
first
play
is most important. And, you know, Rusty, he's gonna air this out. This is him.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say. Most teams, they run it, see if they can spring a draw or something. No, Rusty Bradley's throwing the football. Throw that rock. Four receiver look with a single back. And Riggs, a quarterback who is very capable of moving it down the field quickly with that arm. He gets the snap. Steps up in the pocket. Pressured backside. He's going to look to try to get to the sideline. Will be chased down. And that used up some clock. He did stop the clock by getting out of bounds. But that was not the yardage play that they were looking for, as Luke Myers, the weak inside backer, tracked Riggs down.
Good decision. Good decision by Riggs there not to force a ball. And the awareness to get out of bounds. Great coaching by Rusty Bradley, making that point, him being obviously a senior.
He'd end up getting 6 yards on the play. Riggs has, he's a pocket quarterback, but he has mobility to keep plays alive. He had to do it so much in the shootout and lost to Chattanooga Christian last week. Second and 4 from the 26 of Grace for the Rams, moving right to left. A late pressure look for CAK. Now covering the slot. Riggs back to pass. Going to throw it deep.
He's
has
got
a man behind the defense. A little bit underthrown and knocked away. Wow. Riggs just underthrew it a little bit. Had a man deep.
Grant Warwick.
Yep, and Warwick had the weight on the football just to skosh. He had 2 or 3 steps on the defender, and that little underthrow made the difference for the pass breakup.
Hey, it answers just what we said. He's throwing it and throwing it some more. So big third down right here, 3rd and 4.
Incomplete, stops the clock to 25 seconds left in the half, 3rd and 4 from the 26 for Grace. See if they go deep again. No, they're going to go quick out, move the chains, caught, and then we'll be pushed out of bounds. The clock would stop with the moving of the chains anyway, but getting out of bounds will assure it doesn't restart. But it is a first down. Still, long way to go with now 19 seconds left in the half, and Grace at their own 36-yard line. Riggs maybe another 20, 25 yards to maybe get into Hail Mary range with his arm. I think you just have to get maybe the 45 of CAK. There's a deep shot. Has a man behind the defense again, this time a little bit overthrown. Riggs showing off the arm. This time Pierce Browning got behind the defense. That's got to be a little bit concerning for Coach Mazingo that a couple of times you've had a guy get behind your defense here late in the half.
I'm backing him up. Back him up. Get deeper. And just keep letting them rush up front. Good job. And, again, pressure on this drive. Noah Olson. And, really, protection has gotten cleaner for Grace as well.
14 seconds left in the half. 2nd and 10 from the 36 for Grace. Riggs awaits the snap. Gets it. Drifts back. Looks. Hard throw. Right side. Caught at the sticks.
Actually, incomplete.
Oh, is it incomplete?
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Incomplete.
All right. So, 10 seconds left in the half. It'll be 3rd and 10. Still at the 36-yard line. Just 10 seconds to work with. They may be looking here. It's probably, it's 4-down territory more than likely anyway. So unless you use up all the time here on 3rd down. Riggs gets a snap. Looking. Takes time. Throw near sideline.
Wow.
He caught it. Is that in bounds?
Yes.
Wow. Browning reels it in after his 14-catch game last game for Grace. He makes the catch with 4 seconds to go at the 41-yard line of CAK. And now Browning, I think, is within range to throw a Hail Mary here.
And what a touch on that ball.
Oh,
great throw right here in front of us.
We've seen a couple of those in the bucket shots from Cooper Riggs. 1st and 10 from the 41 of CAK. Likely final play of the half, barring a defensive penalty. 4 seconds left to go, 28-14. CAK, pressure by Riggs. He's going to be sacked back at the 45-yard line. And the clock runs out in the first half. What a big defensive play for CAK.
Big Noah Olson, the defensive end, 6'6", 225. We talked about applying the pressure, getting the sack.
Wow, so Riggs couldn't even unleash the cannon to give him a chance at a Hail Mary. Big defensive play by CAK when they gave up the big play and some yardage in that second quarter. but the defense steps up and gets the hold at the end of the half. And as Coach Mahoney mentioned, CAK gets the ball to start the second half, and the Warriors are up on the Rams at the half, 28-14. Coming up, it's Eric Kane and Sam Foreman. They're going to have all the scores from around the area for you on the Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair Halftime Report. Then we'll come back, recap the scoring in the first half, get Coach Mahoney's thoughts on it, and get you ready for the second half as well. Halftime, a good one. The Tennessee Titans, game of the week around the state right here. Two state title contenders in Division II. At the half, CAK 28, Grace Christian 14. This is the KOC Game of the Week.
Now back to the KOC Game of the Week. Here's Vince Ferrara.
Back here at CAK, beautiful venue for football. Proud program and an outstanding undefeated team here for the home team. The CAK Warriors 8-0, one of the best teams in Division II, hosting another great team in 7-1, Grace Christian Academy. Alongside Don Mahoney, I am Vince Ferrara. Let's recap the first half scoring, and then we'll get you some first half stats from tonight's outstanding ball game, led at the half by CAK 28-14. Opening possession, CAK won the toss, deferred. Grace went three and out, couple of sacks by CAK. And then the Warriors get the football, their opening drive. Second play of the ball game on offense, J.D. Dunn takes it to the house from 43 yards out. Two-point conversion put the Warriors up 8-0. Then the offense stalled for a little bit and got going. As we got into the second quarter, Grace Christian would get on the board for the first time. A one-yard touchdown run by Caleb Curcio. And as Coach Mahoney pointed out, that drive, all one early big pass play, and then Grace went to the ground game and was able to cash in on the big man, Caleb Curcio, getting in the end zone. PAT was good. It was 8-7 CAK. Then the Warriors answered right back. Nice drive by CAK as Ryan Deggs ran it in. The quarterback for the Warriors, a three-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion, no good. That made it 14-7 CAK. Then the two teams continued to exchange touchdowns. I believe, Coach, it was five of the last six possessions in the half resulted in touchdowns. The only one that did not was, after that Deggs three-yard touchdown run, was a Kanye Harris interception for CAK of Grace Christian quarterback Cooper Riggs. So when CAK got the football up 14-7, after that INT, Ryan Deggs through the air finds one of his terrific receivers in Caleb Sparkman, a 34-yard touchdown pass, PAT good, and the Warriors were up 14-21-7, biggest lead of the half at the time for CAK. But the Rams answered right back. Cooper Riggs with an 8-yard touchdown pass to Gage Maynard, his fullback, and that cut the deficit back to 7, and CAK led 21-14. But then CAK answered right back. J.D. Dunn, his second rushing touchdown of the half, third rushing touchdown for CAK, a 21-yard Dunn touchdown run. PAT made it 28-14, and then Grace Christian could not get a score at the end of the half as Grace was driving into CAK territories. They got the ball with 43-ish seconds left in the half. And on the final play from about the 41-yard line of CAK, quarterback Cooper Riggs was sacked by defensive end Noah Olson, who had some kind of first half, and the clock ran out. So that stifled the scoring streak for those two teams. So five of the last seven, Coach, drives of the half were touchdowns, the only two on downs by Grace, and then an interception. So let's look at some of the stats from the first half, Coach. First down, CAK 15, Grace 10. Rushing attempts, CAK 23 rushes for 210 yards, 9.1 a clip for Grace Christian, 9 rushes, 0 yards rushing for the Rams in the first half. Passing, CAK 9 of 13, 108 yards for Ryan Deggs. Cooper Riggs, quarterback for Grace, 13 of 24, 183 yards and an interception. Total offensive plays, 36 to 33. CAK with the advantage there. Interceptions, one turnover in the ball game so far, and that was the Cooper Riggs interception by Kanye Harris. No fumbles in the first half. Time of possession in favor of CAK, 14:01 to 9:59. Both teams solid on third down. CAK 3 of 5, while Grace was 4 of 7. Sacks, none for Grace, 3 for CAK's defense. And wow, kind of seemed like it was even more than that, to be honest with you. And then red zone chances, everybody has cashed in. Grace 2 for 2 with 2 touchdowns. CAK 1 for 1 with a touchdown. We'll go over some individual numbers in a minute, but Coach, just your overall thoughts on the first half.
Well, obviously a great job by CAK running the ball up front, and Dunn just making it happen. I mean, staying ahead of the chains, not being in a third down and long situation and capitalizing it. Defensively, you know, like you said, 3 sacks, but it was the pressures as well that led to what ended up being a turnover that resulted in points for them. So, I mean, it is a strong defense, and they need to continue. Grace, however, offensively, if they're, you know, for however this starts the third quarter, they need to go tempo and not go as much sideline check. Yeah. Trust your quarterback, run the offense, your pass concepts, and go.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because Rusty Bradley says that they have been doing more tempo with fewer check with me's to the sideline recently, and they've had success with it. Thought they would need to do that in this game. Interesting and curious why that has not materialized. The star of the first half, J.D. Dunn, running back for CAK. How about 204 rushing yards in the first half? Here's the kickoff, and it will be fielded by J.D. Presley going back towards his goal line at the 12, 10, 15, 20, and then pushed out of bounds, maybe a little bit short of the 30-yard line. Presley, a little bit of an over-the-shoulder catch on the kickoff and the return, and CAK will start with the football at their own 30-yard line with a 14-point lead. And Ryan Deggs, the quarterback in the first half, he was 9 of 13, 108 yards passing, a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown as well. As Deggs, his lone 3 yards rushing was that 3-yard TD. First and 10 from the 30. This is Dunn. He cuts to the outside, spins out of tackle, and then just could not keep his balance, or else he would have been out the gate and down towards a first down, but instead ends up with a 5-yard gain on first down.
It really didn't seem it, did it? I mean, he kind of just spun. There really wasn't a whole lot there, but we didn't get a chance to get to Grace's defense. They got to get off blocks. You know, they're playing the bare front. They got the guys, get off the blocks.
10 at or near the line of scrimmage, single high safety. They're going to throw out of it, caught far sideline, and then breaking a tackle after contact for the first down. Catch and run for CAK.
Really impressed with Deggs. I mean, that was, again, a far, far hash throw. I mean, just a good ball location, all that, and really calm, cool leading this offense.
So a first down at the 46-yard line. I think that was Grant Sturchy on that catch along the far sideline. Dunn straight up the middle. He had a hole for a minute, but that closed quickly. But if they give him forward progress, I thought they were going to give him forward progress to about the 50, but apparently not.
Nah, he got about 2. Nice job by Garrett Staley, the senior defensive lineman for Grace.
So 2 yards for Dunn on first down. Football's at the 48-yard line of CAK for the Rams. Back on offense with a 14-point lead. Sturchy now will come to the near slot. Dunn, the lone setback to the left of Deggs. This is Dunn. Jump cut and then heads upfield. Gets to about the 49-yard line of Grace Christian.
Wow. Just a great job up front again on the left side of the offensive line for CAK.
Grace is really loading the box and not necessarily seeing the results to this point. 3rd and 5 from the 49 of Grace. Again, 10 at the line of scrimmage. They'll play action. Dex looking near side. It's caught in the near hash. That's a first down for CAK.
Again, great job up front. Well-thrown ball, the timing on the route.
That was Sparkman again.
Actually, it was Sturchy.
Sturchy, 24, yeah. Okay.
He likes throwing to him. He's got quite a few weapons, but he really likes throwing to him and the timing. Great arm strength by Deggs.
Sturchy, 26 catches coming into the ballgame. That's tops on the squad. A little play action throw near side caught. That's going to be a touchdown for CAK.
Play action.
On the run.
Great vertical route right there, right off the run action.
to 14, CAK extends the lead on the opening possession of the third quarter. Just a seam route,
yeah.
And he hit him in motion. Ross Badgett will attempt the PAT. Ethan Fogle, the long snapper. Thomas Simpson, the holder. The PAT is no good.
Wow.
All right, 9:33, 23 left to go in the third quarter. It's CAK 34, Grace 14 here on the KOC Game of the Week.
Now back to the KOC Game of the Week. Here's Vince Ferrara.
36-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Deggs to Caleb Sparkman. Second time those two have connected for a passing touchdown. The first one from 34 yards out. This one from 36. The kickoff fielded and quickly going down on the return. So it'll be first and 10 from the 32-yard line for Grace Christian. Down 20, 34-14. Cooper Riggs, the quarterback. Riggs gets a snap. Pressure. Throws. Incomplete. Looking for Pierce Browning on the near side.
There's your point. Not a sack, but again, a pressure. Looked like Sturchy right there on the pressure, having him throw off the mark.
Second and 10 from the 32-yard line. 9:14 left to go in this third quarter. 34-14, CAK with the lead over Grace Christian. Four receiver look, trips to the near side. Riggs in the gun, gets the snap, steps up in the pocket. Chase, Riggs is going to run. He's going to pick up the first down from the 40 to the 45-yard line. What a run. That's going to go for over about 12 yards. Actually, no, excuse me, from the 32 to the 49, 17 yards.
Yeah.
So Riggs, no hesitation on the scramble, and gets it to near the 50-yard line.
And you said it, his legs, you know, he has obviously such a strong arm, but he does a great job with his legs, good decision, great coverage by CAK.
First and 10 for the Rams. They have answered a number of times tonight, and see if they can do so with their biggest deficit of the game. Riggs picked off again. He tried to squeeze it into a tight window and was intercepted at about the 40-yard line. CAK, another big defensive stop. Second turnover of the ball game.
Wow, did he reach out for that ball. Harrison, what a play by him in coverage. Really good length, tall.
The D tackle?
No.
Oh, you're talking about Kai McNeil Harrison?
Yes, Kai McNeil Harrison.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
I was like, no, Malachi Harrison. I didn't see
zone
that kind
dropping,
of side,
huh?
Right, yeah. And this is done. Bounce to the outside. Going to be grabbed from behind. Nice tackle for loss for Grace Christian. So Kai McNeil Harrison with the interception, second of Cooper Riggs on the night.
Nice play by Colin Campbell at the defensive end position. That's maybe the first lost yardage run thus far for CAK.
Certainly in a while, maybe one early, and I don't know if it was even involved Dunn, because Dunn ran for over 200 yards in the first half. second and 12 from the 47-yard line of CAK for the Warriors. This is Dunn. Heads to the left, upfield, bounces it outside a little bit, but cannot get to the corner.
Got a flag down. I believe they got a hold at the tight end position.
This might be the third holding call of the night on CAK offense. Really, and you know, we didn't get a chance to talk about it really in the first half, but there was a period of time where J.D. Dunn had to come out of the ball game, had his was ankle taped, had his leg taped to Dunn at one point. And so when Dunn came out of the game, it was on a fourth down, and CAK did not convert. Next series, CAK did not have Dunn in that series, and it's the only time they haven't scored a touchdown on a drive other than the turnover on downs when they weren't successful on fourth down. And this is Dunn again. Over right tackle. Back to the 50-yard line. And got near the first down marker. Goodness.
Wow.
Second and 19.
Got
about 18 of it with a run over right guard and right tackle. And then just heads upfield with serious quickness. Just to finish my thought, that other drive was a missed field goal that they didn't have Dunn on. So since then, they've scored a touchdown every time.
Actually, the first time they've shown this look, they've been in a big personnel with defensive tackle Harrison in the ball game. Now it's a true two-back set, three wides.
So a 7-yard gain on that run on first down for CAK. It's fourth and three.
Yeah. Great job working the clock right here.
It's a loss on the play. Two back look. Deggs look to throw. Far side. Errant throw. A little bit wide, but still not able to be hung on to by the receiver on the far side. And there's a turnover on downs. And there's a possession with Dunn in it that CAK was not able to convert.
Amazing, though. Second and 19, and they get it to third and three.
Well, they had it. I think they got
right. I mean, they were third and three.
They lose a yard on second down?
Yeah, they did. They did.
So I didn't see the intended receiver on that play, but nonetheless, not able to convert. Turnover on downs. Riggs gets the high snap. Man in the flat. The back. It's Caleb Curcio, 44, and Curcio will be run down from behind. So they had the big man out in the open field, but he couldn't outrun the defense and will be a gain of two on first down, second and eight for Grace in a 20-point hole with 6:23 and counting left to go in the third quarter. We'll get you a scoreboard update here momentarily. At our first opportunity, Riggs gets the call from the sideline. And he will get the snap. Will throw, caught, and that's Browning inside CAK territory at the 48. So just a quick inside slant, and the throw was low. So really, incomplete.
And you know what? It was Kai McNeil Harrison bringing the pressure, really forcing that throw to be off.
So third and eight for Grace at their own 46-yard line. Moving left to right, 34-14, CAK with the lead. High snap, and here's a throw by Riggs.
Wow.
Caught at
wow.
the sticks. Wow, is that Browning again?
Yes, what a great throw.
Man, and Browning had to put his hands out on the run towards the sideline, extended from his body, and snatched it out of the air a yard past the marker for a first down. But like you said, Coach, what a heave to the near sideline.
And they were breaking on the ball, CAK. And Browning's only a sophomore. He's 5'8", 145 pounds, and plays big.
Almost 200 yards receiving last week in the loss to Chattanooga Christian. Riggs back to pass.
Whoa.
He's going to be sacked. Oh, hit hard straight up the middle. Another sack, fourth of the ball game. For CAK's defense.
Wow. Logan Sims, great job on the pressure. and they brought it late. They stemmed the front down, brought the pressure, unaccounted for on the sack.
7 yard loss back to the 47 yard line of Grace Christian for the Rams offense. Now under 5 minutes left to go in the half. 20 point deficit for Grace Christian. Haven't seen the super high tempo as of yet. Two back look. Three receivers. Riggs back to pass, pumps left side, nowhere to go. Then he'll take a deep shot, has a man behind the defense, and it's incomplete.
Kanye Harris, what a play.
Harris, single coverage. It was strong coverage as Grace went down the field looking for Grant Warwick, but could not connect after the pass was broken up by Kanye Harris, who has an interception on the night.
And great job. It was actually a scramble rule in which Riggs got out of the pocket, and Warwick went ahead and broke deep. Great coverage by Harris staying on him.
Third and 17, 4:39 left to go in the third quarter. Split back look. Riggs gets the pass, gets the snap, goes down the field, incomplete, looking for a man on a go route. And Browning was the intended receiver, and they could not hook up, maybe a little bit overthrown by Cooper Riggs at 4th and 17 at the 47.
Tell you what, this defense, great job up front and at the linebacker position, especially so on the stemming the front and bringing that blitz on the sack. After a while, those hits add up.
Stops the clock with 4:32 left to go in the third quarter. Going forward here on 4th and 7. Actually, excuse me, no, punt team on the field. And Presley, in punt return, will watch it go out of bounds. And end up staying away from the return man and go out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. So actually, pretty effective punt. But, Coach, go ahead.
No, we're going to say the same thing, the tempo piece. I mean, especially with CAK scoring to start this half, that, you know, come out and get moving with the tempo. You know, being able to go ahead and eliminate their communication defensively, pressures, looks, so forth. Go with it. Go with the tempo. Go with your pass game.
Well, what I was going to mention is the Rams got to get a stop. Yeah. And they actually got one on downs last time, but they gave up yards. They gave up clock.
Yeah, a lot of clock. And you watch it. We're doing a good job of using clock right now, taking it down as far as they can go.
Dunn, left side, heads up field on that outside zone run. And always seems to get positive yardage.
There's five to six. He did a good job on the jump cut. He better protect that ball and keep it tight. He goes ahead and jump cuts. He's susceptible to getting that thing stripped out and popped out of there. But, man, another five. And really, you just hold your breath because we've seen him where he breaks to the second level and he's gone.
This is Dunn, right side.
Either a hold or a face mask.
Yeah, saw that flag flying through. He got close to the first down marker, but I don't think yardage is going to matter here.
It's going to end up being a hold. But you're exactly right, Vince. I mean, they've done a great job with the clock. And, you know, that's the thing. I mean, you're able to run the football. Obviously, you're able to work the clock, but I think he's also doing a good job in the formation of just letting that thing tick down and just utilizing every second they can.
CAK is not punted tonight. Turnover on downs, missed field goal. Only times that the Warriors have not scored. Four receiver look, trips to the open field side. Going to throw, caught. Sparkman, he breaks a tackle, eludes one man, and then races past the 30-yard line and close to that first down marker. Wow, what an elusive run after catch. Sparkman gave kind of an inside move and then sprinted and beat the defense to the sticks.
It really looked like that ball was even partially tipped and he still was able to adjust to it and catch it.
They're going to say it was a yard short, so third and one. Just give it to J.D. Dunn. Oh, wow, he might have been stopped. How about that?
Yep. Johnny Eller was right there.
Yep. It's a nice defensive play.
Absolutely. They've come up big now twice. As you've mentioned, they needed to. Excuse me.
Every time I say something hasn't happened, it happens.
Hey, we talked about it. Don't bring it up. Just don't bring it up.
So fourth and two, loss of a yard on the J.D. Dunn run. The punter is Ross Badgett, the fifth, who handles the kicking. His kicker responsibilities, oh, man, that's some late pressure.
Wow.
And this will be fielded on the run. Was that Human? And he lowers his shoulder. Actually, no, it's Browning, four. Actually, no, it is one.
Yeah.
And short return, but, man, Michael Fiden just lowered his shoulder and vicious hit at the 50-yard line. But that is great field position for the Rams. Got to do something quick. Down 20, CAK leading Grace, 34-14 with 2:33 left in the third quarter. And you got field position to make to get a quick strike here, Coach.
Fast quarter, huh? I mean, this is.
Hey, I told you about not to bring those kind of things
okay,
up.
Okay. 2.5, here we go. Let's see some tempo here.
Well, the clock has stopped right now, so yeah. Not quite as critical.
You got to complete it. You're exactly right, but you got to capitalize on a first down play and then get that thing going.
First and 10. Here's a throw out in the flat. Makes one man miss. Browning at the 50, 45. Actually, no, it is Michael Human, 5, not 4, but got about 8 yards on first down. Second and 2 for Grace. Clock.
Nope.
Actually, no. Clock has stopped. Not sure why the clock stopped. That wasn't a first down. Clock is stationary at 2:22. Second and 3, they'll say. 7 yards on first down. Riggs, the quarterback, awaits a snap. Four receivers. Quick throw. Far side. Down the sideline. Extending past the defense, and that's going to be a house call. 57 yards. That's Grant Warwick with a catch and run, a spin move to the sideline, and then outran the defense, and there's your quick strike.
Yeah.
Something I say happens, not the opposite. 57-yard TD pass from Riggs to Warwick, and that is much needed for Grace Christian Academy with 2:12 left in the third quarter, 34-20.
And Warwick, a lot like Browning, he's 5'8", 165-pound senior, and, man, did he turn the Jets on.
Man.
He caught it and was gone.
So let's see. Do we have a timeout here?
A man down on the other side. CAK player, he's up. Could be Kanye Harris, looks like.
Just who was in pursuit.
Yeah, in pursuit on it. I'm telling you, that was impressive by Warwick.
Warwick has been so clutch in the pass game for Grace Christian this season.
Could this be a time, Vince, with this score being a surprise onside?
Well,
there's two stops made defensively by Grace that were big, and you said that had to happen, and obviously it does. You could go ahead and catch a front line sleeping. I'm sure, you know, I'm Coach Mozingo, I'm going to make sure that front line's looking to see that ball kicked. I mean, I know it's early. I'm just talking more of a surprise.
I would think, and we're going to try to get a score update here in just a moment, late man running on the field after the injured man came off the field. Big PAT here, and the kick is up, and it is good. 2:12 left to go in the third quarter. It's CAK 34, Grace Christian 21 here on the KOC Game of the Week.
Now, back to the KOC Game of the Week. Here's Vince Ferrara.
Good return for CAK on the short kickoff. And so the Warriors will have pretty good field position. Back to the 38 at their own 38-yard line. 57-yard touchdown pass from Cooper Riggs to Grant Warwick. Has cut it to a 13-point lead for CAK. See if the Warriors can get going on offense. Forced to punt their last possession for the first time in the ball game. And we'll get the snap and I'll finish my thought. This is done.
Wow.
Right tackle, and he sprints through. Look out. Past the 50-yard line. Down all the way to the let's see, the 45-yard line.
Great push by the right side of the offensive line. Jaquez Terman, 5'10", 263-pound junior. Really good push at the point of attack.
17 more yards for Dunn, who could be approaching 300 yards rushing. But I didn't think we'd see we'd see onside kick, because actually Rusty Bradley, their defense kind of slowed Grace down, CAK down just a touch. And I think you wanted to see if that could keep going, and Dunn was headed outside and then juked inside and left a man in the backfield alone and stumbled forward.
That's the thing. He's just doing a good job of allowing the linemen to get on their blocks, on their landmarks, making the right cuts, the vision, all that, and putting the linebackers in a bind. And really just, you know, again, they're working this clock really well. I mean, they're under a minute now in the third quarter.
Yep, 34-21. CAK with the football on a 13-point lead, second and seven. This is Dunn, heads right, and then upfield, and then it stood up short of the 40-yard line. And that's going to be bring up a third and pretty long, five or six here for the Warriors. This is a big play here. Not quite sure they're in four down territory.
I would think they would let the clock go. Let the clock go.
Yeah, the play clock is at 28. The game clock is at 23. I think the sideline was telling them, hey, work it. Make the call on the change.
I think the people in the stands were making them aware as well. So,
there's three more seconds on the play clock than the game clock. So CAK is going to let this run down, and we're going to reach the fourth quarter. The home team is up 13 with a potential for a region championship, depending on Webb and Chattanooga Christian. We'll get a score update from Eric coming up in just a little bit, and keep tabs on that in the postgame as well. Headed to the fourth, CAK 34, Grace Christian 21 here on the KOC Game of the Week.
Now back to the KOC Game of the Week. Here's Vince Ferrara.
Big third and six for CAK. Inside handoff. This is done. Straight up the field. 40, 35. That's a first down for the Warriors. Man, was that huge. The Rams with an opportunity to force a fourth down decision for Travis Mazingo, but none needed there as Dunn continues to run that rock.
Working out of 20 personnel, two backs, three receivers. Actually, I'm sorry, 21. Tight end in the ballgame, two backs in the backfield with an extra hat. Four done.
And this is actually a new back, I believe. That was Lane Roberts on that carry, giving Dunn a breather.
Dunn was actually another hat for the blocking at the point of attack in the outside zone.
Okay. He's a little two-back look this time.
Yeah.
On the last play. So early fourth quarter, 34-21 CAK with the lead over Grace Christian, and Grace needs a defensive stop in the worst way or some kind of turnover here. And it's a little play action, and Degg's going to roll out to his left, look down the field. It's caught and running into the end zone for a touchdown.
Flag.
Oh, there is a flag. Yep, it's back near the line of scrimmage. And that's coming back.
It was just a bootleg fake in which he came out, and sure enough, one of the guys on the left side of the line had a hold of cloth, and the official was right there on top of it.
Wow. What, Deggs has been good on the run.
Yeah.
Throwing the football tonight.
When he's been needed the most, he's been big. And, you know, in throws that he needs to make, third down, decisions, not forcing a throw. Good with his legs, the big touchdown run that he had, which wasn't long, but a gritty touchdown run.
I think that was Ethan Fulford who reeled that in. This is done again. Heads up the field. It was second and 26 from the 42.
Doesn't mind that at all. Work the clock still again.
Big personnel change for CAK, moving receivers and tight ends in and out. Clock continues to roll, 10:19 and counting. CAK is right now working a 13-point lead with the football at the Grace 42.
Play action, Diggs, middle of the field, deep shot, overthrows his intended receiver. Man, home crowd wanted a little PI down there.
Yeah, Diggs unloaded that.
We talk about Riggs with the arm, but Diggs has been very impressive.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, great job as well by Dunn in protection right there as Grace was bringing some pressure on that.
That also stops the clock.
Yeah.
10 minutes left to go in this ball game. 34-21, CAK leads. And this going to be on 4th and 22, a little pooch punt. And that's going to take a bounce and head into the end zone. So CAK will do this. Some of their punting is from Ryan Diggs for this, that exact same position because when you put him back in punt territory, it forces defense to be in punt safe.
Absolutely.
So they always have to prepare for that, be ready, and then sometimes you can get punts down inside. But that took a quick roll into the end zone. So
I think the fans were on the edge here a little bit with that one. They thought that definitely was a fourth down and, 18 going for it. And
well, Diggs has handled some punting this year, so here is Cooper Riggs going to throw far side. It's complete to Michael Heumann. And got about maybe 5 or 6 on first down. Did get out of bounds to stop the clock. 9:44 left to go in the fourth quarter.
Heumann looks like he's limping a little bit.
Ball's at the 25-yard line. They'll see 5 on first down. 4 receivers. Trips to the open field side. Riggs, the quarterback, awaits a snap. Coffey, the back to his right, points out the defense. Riggs looking for somewhere to throw the football. He's still coming near side, is grabbed around the shoulder, but it was at the 30-yard line, and he might still have the first down.
What a great job by Luke Myers in pursuit.
Mm. Nope, they're going to say he's a yard short. And at the 29-yard line. So we've seen Riggs be able to scramble and make some plays. That time he couldn't move the chains, so the clock continues to roll. He didn't get out of bounds either. They'll go 2 back look on either side. High snap. Riggs, it's bobbled. And then the back, is loose. I thought the back may have gotten it on the bobble, and it is a fumble. CAK, do they have it? I haven't seen an official signal yet. Well, there's a white jersey down there at the bottom of that pile. And haven't seen.
Wow.
Yeah, that's going to be Grace football recovering their fumble. Man, high snap. We've seen that a number of times, but that was the worst of them. And then it bobbled towards the back to Riggs' right. And I think he thought that the back reeled it in, but he couldn't hang on to it. Hit the dirt. Now it's a 4th and long now. Clock is not running for some reason. There it goes.
It was, yeah.
So 4th and 8 back at the 22-yard line. Could be the ball game right here. Riggs.
Deflected.
Knocked down. Big pass knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Big 4th down stop for CAK.
Who else but Noah Olson. 6'6", 225 pounds.
Wow, what a game he has had tonight. So CAK with a 13-point lead now gets the football at the 22-yard line of Grace Christian. And the Rams going to need something big here defensively. Stay in this ballgame with 8:11 left to go, trailing by 13. And great field position, perfect field position for CAK to maybe put this one out of reach. 3 receivers. A little play action. Diggs is going to go towards the pylon, and it's knocked away, incomplete. And Grant Sturche, the intended receiver, just drifted down the sideline, throw to the pylon, and wasn't able to reel it in. Pretty good coverage, actually, over there.
Yeah.
By Grace.
And you would have thought definitely done carrying the ball.
Right.
Just gave the run action fake, going for the deep ball. And you're exactly right. I believe that was Joshua Williams on the coverage for for Grace Christian.
Also stops the clock.
Yeah,
Coach.
Yeah.
8:05 left to go. And hand off to Dunn. Maybe he'll get a house call. He tries to squeak through. Grabbed him around the waist and able to bring Dunn down. Pretty short gain. Successful against Dunn, considering some of the other big runs he's busted. He actually still, I mean, look at you, five yards on that. That's amazing.
Five that's almost breaking for even more, you know.
Yeah.
What a great crowd tonight.
Yep. Great venue here,
yes.
Turf field. Got the CAK logo at midfield. You got CAK in one end zone, Warriors in the other. And CAK is moving left to right towards the end zone that says Warriors. They'd love to get in there. And it's a handoff to Dunn. Breaks an ankle tackle initially behind the line after he got the handoff, but then will be stopped for a loss on the play, I believe. And we're rolling towards 7 minutes left in the game. Deggs comes over to the sideline to get the call. 34-21, CAK with the lead and the football. It's a 4th and 4 now, and the offense will stay on the field. So Grace has got to get this defensive stop. What do you do here, Coach? Hand off to Dunn?
Dunn.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and behind those guys up front. I tell you, the right guard, Jacquez Terman.
Ooh, we got a whistle here. Do we get a timeout or a flag?
False start.
Nope. Don't think this changes the decision for Travis Mazingo. I mean, they have a capable field goal kicker, but
yeah,
not sure they're going to risk that. I think they'll keep the offense on the field. Give it to Dunn. See if number two.
Well, and even that right there, he's got, you know, in confidence in Deggs.
Right.
You know, I mean, he really does, and rightfully so. I mean, I think he's a great decision maker, strong arm.
Clock rolling again, 6:25 and counting. 4th and 9 at the 21 of Grace for CAK. A little play action. Trust in Diggs.
Wow.
Throw, cut, has the first down. Big play. Still fighting for more yardage. And that's going to move the chains and allow CAK to use even more clock.
What
a throw by Diggs.
You know what? That's faith in your quarterback and trust in your quarterback and your kids. That's a great call by him and trusting them to execute it. And the offensive line, great job.
Is that Presley on that catch?
Look like Sturchy.
Sturchy, 24, okay. So Ryan Deggs gets the call from the sideline, 1st and goal at the 5-yard line.
Heavy personnel.
And this is Dunn, just following that line, pushing in, and he is into the end zone, standing for his 3rd rushing touchdown of the night. And CAK is into the 40s. It's 40-21, Warriors.
What a big throw and catch. I mean, that ball game right there.
Yep.
I mean, that is just, I mean, the depth of the route, the ball thrown, the placement. And I'll tell you what, he found the window on it, too, because coverage by Grace Christian was pretty solid, and they found the soft spot.
And you mentioned it, Coach, the trust in the quarterback, Deggs. PAT is up, and it is through. 5:42 left to go in the ball game. CAK 41, Grace Christian 21 here on the KOC Game of the Week.
Now back to the KOC Game of the Week. Here's Vince Ferrara.
20-point lead for the home team, the undefeated CAK Warriors. It'll be a touchback after the long kickoff. And we
got flag down.
Okay. Don't often see that on touchbacks. So we'll sort that out. Grace Christian suffered their first loss of the year after a 7-0 start 2 weeks ago. Open week. Wow, personal foul on Grace Christian. That's going to back the Rams up half the distance. And goodness. It's going to be a long way to go. Down 3 scores for Grace Christian with 5:42 left to go in the game. That'll put them back at the 10-yard line. But Grace lost 2 weeks ago 59-48 after a 7-0 start that included a shocking upset of South Dole that really put the Rams on the map and got the attention of a lot of people in this area and around the state. Pass knocked down at the line of scrimmage again. Goodness.
deflected. Good job getting the hands up. Logan Sims at the defensive end position. And what a push by Austin Delp, the freshman, 6'2", 350 pounds. Getting a really good push in the pocket.
So you got length and speed and athleticism on the ends with Olsen and Sims. And then you got beef in the middle at 342 and 271. It's a perfect combination if you want to draw it up and what your D-line you want it to look like. Riggs gets a snap with 8 on the play clock. Throw high. Incomplete.
There it is again. You mentioned about a sack. It was actually a batted ball to play before.
Right.
And that one right there was a hit. There's the ball sailing on him.
So it's not just the sacks. It's the pressure, the hurry.
Yes.
The hits. All those kind of things that
just are impacting him.
The pass breakups that you talked about as well. Third and 10 at the 10-yard line for Grace. Riggs now in a split back look. Bobbles a snap. Looks to throw in the flat. Overthrows his back coming out of the backfield. I think that was Coffey, the intended receiver. Really has not been much of a factor offensively. And it's fourth and 10 from the 10-yard line, down 20. And Rusty Bradley really no choice but to send his punt team out and hope for maybe a turnover or something.
Wow. I'll tell you, this defense, though, I mean, they have really all season long and tonight, particularly so the second half, wow, they've really stepped up when they needed it.
Had back-to-back shutouts during a stretch where they had four straight road games and two straight shutouts on the road. How about that? And the game before that, they only gave up 7. And there's a short punt. I wonder if somebody got a piece of that. That was not the punt you're looking for from your own end zone. That was tough for our night. And it will be fabulous field position for CAK. Already up 20 with 5:20 to go.
And it's really capitalizing on the personal foul penalty on the kickoff return.
Right.
You know, put themselves in a hole, can't get a, good field position to give himself a chance to get the offense going.
CAK has topped the 40-point mark. Now, this is the fifth time they've done that this season. Can really score, but they'll D up as well. That's a state title contending combo. And they have a state title contending back. J.D. Dunn spins
he's gonna
out.
Go.
And he's going to take it to the house. Look out. From 22 yards out, Dunn ran into some traffic, spun to his left, and then saw unoccupied green turf until he got to the end zone that says Warriors again for his fourth rushing touchdown of the night. Certainly over 300 yards rushing. And this one has pretty much been put away. It's 47-21 with a PAT on the way and just over 5 to go.
You suppose he wanted to burn time on that?
Yeah.
You give that guy the ball, there's no time but scoring time.
Right. No
wow,
doubt.
What a run, huh?
Man. One of the better backs we've seen all season, and we've got our eyes on some good ones.
How many times has that happened? Like Sean Gary at South Doyle. Yeah. Like we see a star born on a particular night, and it's just like, wow. You know, and the fun part again, just a junior.
PAT is good, 48-21. CAK over Grace, 5:08 left to go in the game. This is the KOC Game of the Week.
Now back to the KOC Game of the Week. Here's Vince Ferrara.
So CAK now with a 27-point lead, 48-21. And here's an issue for Rusty Bradley. Is his team in the last two games has now given up 107 points.
Wow.
59 in the last game in their first loss, and then in this game a loss, 48. Riggs throwing near side. This is Human, who spins and falls forward. Actually, is that Warwick 6? Yeah, it's 6. Grant Warwick, who had the TD reception the last time Grace was able to get in the end zone. And it'll move the chains. Clock stops briefly at 4:34, and now it quickly restarts. High snap again, bobbled by Riggs. Has a step up in the pocket, eludes a man, stops, throws, and actually, no, he's not going to get rid of the football. He's going to be tracked down for a sack. Wow.
Luke Myers, the 6'1", 175-pound junior, in on the sack, as well as Malachi Harrison, who also is a junior.
Man, back to the 27-yard line after the sack. That's at least six, I believe, official sacks, or excuse me, at least five. We've had a couple here in this half. They had three in the first half.
Really starting with the high snap.
Yeah.
You know, it was a hot snap to handle.
And they had a fumble on it earlier. Riggs, again, pressure throws off his back foot. He is leveled in the backfield and overshot his receiver near the 50-yard line. And Riggs has to peel himself off the dirt. Actually, not the dirt, but the turf. And it's actually, no. Did he reel that in?
He did. I was watching the rush.
Holy.
It was actually Austin Delp. And that's why the snaps are a little bit hot right now. I mean, you got a guy that's 350 pounds over you rushing in a bad mood.
Man, I don't know how Riggs completed that pass. I mean, he was looking almost like to get rid of it and reeled, and the receiver stumbled out of bounds, but he held on to it. Riggs guns it to the near side, but caught, tracked down immediately. And then Browning, actually, no, the receiver pushes the DB down immediately afterwards, after contact.
That was Kai McNeil and Harrison again. And, man, I'll tell you, between intercepting the ball and his coverage, he's 6'1", 175 pounds, so much length and covers a lot of ground.
And I think that was Curcio who made the catch. He split out near side in a four-receiver look, two by two. And Curcio kind of shoved the defender down, and the fans didn't like it. Riggs going to be sacked again back at the 43-yard line. Man, Riggs kind of lowered his head to brace the contact. Hate to see that.
I tell you, that was Jaquez Terman, who's the right guard on offense. Not many guys playing both ways for CAK, but now at the end of the game, bringing in some fresh pass rushes. I'll tell you what, he plays with a nasty demeanor. I love watching this guy play.
Man, we have talked about a lot of defensive players for CAK that have made plays. 48-21. CAK with the lead. Riggs drifts back after getting the snap. Deep shot. Throws it, caught.
No,
and then stumbles forward. No, and he dropped it. He initially had his hands on it.
He really, I tell you, how he didn't bring it in. Great thrown ball.
Well, is that Browning? Let's see. And I think he might have a cramp.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Michael Heumann, 5. And Heumann being stretched out. It does look like a cramp.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Riggs, you said it, Vince. What shots has he taken coming back and throwing balls? That ball was almost caught, and it was on the money. Whether he's being sacked or just hit after the play, the shot by Delp, I'm surprised there wasn't a personal foul on that.
Yeah. And he's making back foot throws.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Baker last Sunday against the Steelers. It really is. I mean, he's getting some really violent shots.
Well, maybe not quite that many interceptions. No,
well,
actually, no.
They only had one.
Yeah, and that was a pick six.
I don't know why I would know that. I'm kind of, you know, I'm a little bit of a Steeler fan.
A little bit, huh?
Oh, they got a big one this week.
Little PA guy. Yeah,
battle one this week, huh?
Battle undefeateds against the Tennessee Titans.
That, huh?
One of only three, or two of only three unbeatens in the NFL. 2:30 left in our ball game. CAK up 27, 48-21. Grace of the football, 4th and 15 at their own 44. And he's going to be pressured, and he's going to be sacked again. What a way to put a stamp on this one by the Warriors defense.
Kai McNeil Harrison on the sack.
Wow. Interception, now a sack at 7-8. We'll get the final stats on it after the ball game and the post game, but what a performance by CAK. They've given up some yards to this Grace offense, but man, when they needed big plays at the end of the half with the sack to close out the half and then to put a stamp on a number of drives where Grace is trying to keep this game alive and could not do so. And the CAK offense will come back out on the field with 2:24 to go, up 48-21, first and 10 at the Grace Christian Academy 30-yard line. Maybe the 29 is football just inside. High snap. Is that Roberts and not Dunn?
Let's see. No, that's Love.
That's Love. Okay.
Yeah. Love is in, and I think that's been enough for him for the day.
Yeah, for J.D. Dunn, you mean? Absolutely.
Yes.
So this is a matter of just protecting the football at this point, second and 10.
I actually stand corrected. It was two interceptions by the Steelers. How could I forget the second one? None other than Cam Sutton, VFL.
That's right.
Who is starting this week because Hilton is out for the Steelers, so Cam Sutton's playing in place of him.
How about that?
And big
another
time.
Another yeah, guy was that you were with there at UT for a brief time.
Who's that?
Cam Sutton.
Oh, are you kidding? We're still in touch with him.
Yeah, absolutely. And Josh Dobbs.
Absolutely.
Another Steeler on the roster.
That's who I thought you were going with.
Yeah, I was originally going there.
But Sutton, we're still in touch with him. My son dressed up as him for Halloween one year.
Oh, man.
That's of all the people to pick, he picked Cam Sutton.
Class act.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh loves him, rightfully so.
Minute 15 and counting as this one's going to roll to a CAK victory. 3 yards on first down, on second down, excuse me. So third and 7 at the 27-yard line of Grace. Play clock down to 14. Game clock reaches a minute. So should just be one more snap here. And it's going to be a boot instead to Deggs. Man, I don't know about that. He sprints out, gets out of bounds to stop the clock. Well, now it stops at 43. I think they were trying to get it under the play clock. Not quite. So they'll have to run one more play. Not sure, one, you risk Deggs there.
Yeah.
And it might have been just an RPO, his own read. But, man, I am not putting him at risk in that situation. He gets tracked down from behind, falls on his shoulder.
Right.
And then to go out of bounds also. But nonetheless, 4th and 7. And this is a handoff to Love. He'll bounce it to the outside. Splits two defenders at the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
Flag.
Oh, there is a flag down. My goodness. What a run, though, by Lane Roberts, who took it to the house from 27. But I don't think he's going to get credit for it. Yep.
Illegal.
Crackback?
Yeah, illegal block. Crackback.
So take the TD off the board. 33 seconds left in our ball game here at CAK. Don't forget, after we're done here with a post game, we're going to get you to Eric and Sam. They'll have the New Balance Knoxville post game show with all the finals from around the area, including that very important Webb Chattanooga Christian game. We'll get you a score on that in the post game, because if Webb beats Chattanooga Christian, then that sets up the potential for a region championship for CAK. And it's a handoff to Roberts, but he is grabbed from behind. I think that should do it. 29 seconds. Still, and the clock has stopped. Not sure. Well, actually, no, that was fourth down. Turnover on downs.
Yeah.
That's right. So Roberts not able to get the first down. So Grace will come in, and we'll see if Rusty Bradley will just take a knee or try to run some plays here and try to get a late score. 25 seconds to go, 48-21. CAK with the lead over Grace Christian. But four teams in contention for that region championship in Division Two. With CAK, we'll move to 5-0. Grace will fall to 3-2. And then Webb and Chattanooga Christian playing tonight, both at 3-1. There's a throw to Browning at about the 35, 36-yard line. That's 7 or 8 on first down, but that should be the last play of the game. I think it will be. Yeah, Grace is going to – well, no, they're going to –
they're going to try to run it.
Yeah, they're going to try to run one more play here. 7 seconds, 48-21 CAK. Fans are on their feet. Riggs will throw near side, caught by Browning. Man, he lowers his head and is tackled inbounds. First down, but it doesn't matter. Pads the stats, but the win goes to CAK. Christian Academy in Knoxville. The Warriors stay undefeated, move to 9-0, and more importantly, 5-0 in Division II AA East. Grace Christian falls to 7-2. Two straight losses now for the Rams, and now 3-2 in Division II AA East. Your final from CAK, 48-21. The Rams get the win. Excuse me, the Warriors get the win over the Rams here at home to stay undefeated. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have the post-game show for you, recap all the scoring, name our offensive and defensive players of the game, and get you some final stats as well. 48-21, CAK over Grace here on the KOC Game of the Week.
Now back to the KOC Game of the Week. Here's Vince Ferrara.
Back here at CAK in the postgame after the Warriors of CAK get a 48-21 victory over the rivals Grace Christian Academy. With Coach Don Mahoney, I am Vince Ferrara. Let's recap the scoring before we name our players of the game. We'll have some stats for you as well here in the postgame on the way as fans start to slowly work their way out of the stadium. Great crowd here tonight. Super atmosphere. Very important region game. And the Warriors stay undefeated. So, CAK, first time of the football, 43-yard touchdown run by J.D. Dunn. Two-point conversion was good. And Dunn, who was 1,100-yard back coming into the game in just seven ball games that he has played in, gets in the end zone for the first of several times on the night. And just like that, CAK with an 8-0 lead over Grace Christian. But Rams came back late in the first quarter. One-yard touchdown run by Caleb Curcio. PAT good, and it was 8-7 CAK. Then the Warriors answered back. Three-yard touchdown run by quarterback Ryan Deggs. Two-point conversion, no good. And CAK was up 14-7. Then we started that from that point on. Actually, the one-yard touchdown run by Caleb Curcio, followed by that touchdown by Deggs, started a stretch of 5 of 6 possessions between the two teams with touchdowns. The only one that was not was after that Ryan Deggs touchdown to make it 14-7. Kanye Harris intercepts quarterback Cooper Riggs from Grace Christian, and that gives CAK great field position, and Ryan Deggs would throw a 34-yard touchdown pass to Caleb Sparkman. PAT gave CAK their biggest lead of the night at the time at 21-7. Then we continued the back and forth, the seesaw between the two in terms of touchdowns. Cooper Riggs, 8-yard touchdown pass to Gage Maynard, and it brought the Rams back to within 7, 21-14 late in the second quarter. Then CAK would get in the end zone again. This time, a 21-yard TD scamper by J.D. Dunn. PAT made it 28-14, and that was your halftime score. Then, third quarter, CAK gets the football back. By the way, at the end of the half, Grace Christian had the football at the 41-yard line of CAK with 4 seconds to go, one final play. Try to throw a Hail Mary to get a score at the end of the half. Big sack by the CAK defense. Did not give Grace the opportunity to throw a Hail Mary, and the Warriors would get the football to start the second half, and they would cash in on that. Ryan Deggs to the air again to his man, Caleb Sparkman. 36-yard touchdown pass from Deggs to Sparkman. PAT made it. PAT was no good. And CAK then led 34-14. Then another interception. Kai McNeil Harrison picked off Cooper Riggs. Second interception thrown by Riggs in the game. And then, but CAK not able to convert on that. Grace Christian then would get a big play down 3 scores that they really needed late in the third quarter. A quick strike 57-yard touchdown pass from Cooper Riggs to Grant Warwick. And CAK's lead down to 13 after the PAT at 34-21. But CAK would get back in the end zone shortly after that, early in the fourth quarter. A 5-yard touchdown run by J.D. Dunn made it 41-21. That was Dunn's third rushing touchdown of the night, and he was not done. No pun intended. 22-yard touchdown run by J.D. Dunn. PAT good. 48-21 CAK, and Warriors continue to make plays on defense, and just a real struggle bus for Grace Christian in a lot of ways. A lot of points given up by the Rams over the last couple of weeks. It was a little bit different tonight. Well, actually, it wasn't, because there was a lot on the ground, which was the case last week, but the points were there. There was a little bit more in the pass game against CAK, against Grace. But nonetheless, what a performance by CAK tonight. Warriors stay undefeated, 9-0 in region play, overall 5-0 in region play, and now two straight losses for the Rams of Grace Christian Academy. Okay, Coach, let's get to some stats first, because I'm anxious to look through these. It's some quick team stats, and then we'll get you the star numbers, which honestly stunned me just glancing through. First downs, it's CAK 23, Grace with 16. Rushing yards, CAK with 323, Grace Christian minus 18 yards rushing on the night. Passing yards, CAK with 197, Grace with 295. Offensive plays, 67 for CAK, 60 for Grace Christian. Turnovers, big factor. Both teams fumbled once, but it was plus 2 for CAK with 2 interceptions of Cooper Riggs. Penalties, CAK 8 for 93, Grace 2 for 20. And we mentioned the interceptions. That was a part of this game, but didn't really tell the whole story. CAK ran the football well and used the clock. Time of possession, 29-43 for CAK, 18-17 for Grace Christian Academy. Both teams 5 of 12 on third down. Sacks, CAK 7 sacks on the night. Grace with none. And, man, red zone chances, 3, CAK 3. For 2 touchdowns, and then in 1 turnover on downs, and then CA Grace Christian was 2 for 2. All right, some individual numbers. J.D. Dunn, running back for CAK, 35 rushes, 298 yards, and 4 rushing touchdowns. I thought for sure, Coach, he was over 300.
You stole my thunder.
Oh, really? I'm sorry.
I mean, I know, yeah. For sure. I mean, we talked about it at one of the breaks, and we're like, he's got to be at 300, right? And,
yeah.
Man, what a night.
Unbelievable. Ryan Deggs, you talk about what a night. I mean, he was outstanding as well, the quarterback for CAK, 14 of 21, 197 yards, 2 passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown as well. Grant Sturchy, leading receiver for CAK, 6 catches, 82 yards. They spread it out just like they've done all season. But Caleb Sparkman, 4 catches, 86 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And on defense, J.D. Presley, leading tackler with 9 in the game. Sacks, you had Olsen with 2, Malachi Harrison with 2, 2 tackles for loss for Kai McNeil Harrison. And just a lot of terrific numbers. Real quick for Grace Christian. Man, Caleb Curcio, 4 rushes, 0 yards. I mean, he was so effective against Webb when we saw him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and really going into this, as we talked in the pregame, CAK's defense is for real. I mean, their front, their linebacking core, I mean, they're just a solid defensive football team.
Quarterback Cooper Riggs for Grace Christian had thrown for over 400 yards in 3 of the last 4 ball games. 295 in this one, 23 of 44, but just so one-dimensional, really hard to have sustained success. 2 passing touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Pierce Browning with the leading receiver for Browning. He continues to pad his stats for the year. 8 catches, 99 yards for Browning. And, wow, how about Boudreaux with 13 tackles on defense for Grace Christian in a TFL, and then Williams with 12 more tackles. They're out there for a lot of plays, so that's part of what's going to happen. All right, Coach, there are your stats. How about giving us first the defensive player of the game?
Well, you just obviously went over a lot of stats of some guys, but the guy that really had a game where he just made some impact plays and just stood out was Kai McNeil Harrison, that had one interception, a sack, two TFLs, and just seemed to be around the football, just like the rest of just a swarming defense that plays really well together. But he's only a junior. It's a lot of what we talked about at the pregame with Coach Mazingo. A lot of returners coming back on this football team. A lot to look forward to.
I didn't really get a chance to talk about it. He's been a little bit banged up, so that's why he didn't start at that strong outside linebacker. They're actually planning to limit him somewhat because he's been banged up. Normally he does start at one of those backer spots. But how about that? A guy not even 100%, and that even adds to his night, right?
And yeah, he caught my eye this week on film for some of the interceptions that he had, that he just, again, he's going to grow thicker. He's really 6'1", 175, but he's in this long reach range. Even the interception of the night, dropped into coverage, extended his hands out. Great catch, great interception, and just plays with a high motor.
All right, great choice there. Congrats to Kai McNeil Harrison, a 6'1", 175-pound junior. Wears number 6 for the team in blue and gold, the victorious CAK Warriors. All right, who is our offensive player of the game, Coach?
Without a doubt, J.D. Dunn. You gave the stats, but here's the amazing one, as you just mentioned, off the defensive player of the game that it came off of an injury. J.D. Dunn had his ankle wrapped in the first quarter,
yep.
Came back out and played, and in this running game is a lot of slashing and cutting and vision and just, I mean, what a night. 35 carries, 298 yards, 4 touchdowns. His longest run was 43, but just a game changer. And, man, I really hope we have an opportunity to do a game again. He is fun to watch.
How about J.D. Dunn? He's playing 7 games, right? 7 of the 8 games, or now 8 of the 9.
Yeah.
He's rushed for 1,417 yards in 8 games.
Yeah, he missed a 1 game in you know, talking pregame was, you know, good back. Yeah, he's going to be a good player for us. And I tell you this, though, Vince, I was really impressed up front, particularly the right guard, Jacquez Terman. I mentioned him. He's a junior, 5'10", 263, just plays with a nasty demeanor. Great job getting after by those guys up front. It was a lot of great runs by him, but I'll tell you what, those guys made it happen too.
So congratulations to junior running back J.D. Dunn, 5'7", 165. He honestly looks bigger than that on the football field. Wears number 2 and is part of the unbelievable running back depth in East Tennessee that we're enjoying right now. I'm glad we got a chance to see it. So congrats to those young guys. All right, here's what the playoff picture looks like, especially for a region championship in Division II Class AA East. CAK with a win tonight, now 5-0. Grace Christian falls to 3-2. Webb tonight defeated Chattanooga Christian 17-14. That means that despite CAK getting this win and moving to 5-0, CAK has not clinched the region yet. Why? Because CAK has one more game left, and that would be at Webb School next week. After Webb picked up the victory, Webb is now 4-1 in region play after their 17-14 win over Chattanooga Christian. Chattanooga Christian falls to 3-2. That means next week, the region championship on the line, 5-0 CAK at 4-1 Knoxville Webb. The winner of that wins the region. CAK, if Webb defeats CAK next week, they'll both be 5-1, and then Webb will have that head-to-head. So how about that? Unbelievable.
I'll tell you, and really coming off of that game with Webb and Grace a couple weeks ago, who would have thought they would still be in this position to be able to play for this? And that's what you hope for come late October, early November.
Yeah. Two teams that have aspirations for a state championship, and CAK is in a great position to win the region. They'll have a shot to do so as they go to Webb next week with the region championship in Division II Class AA East on the line next week. Thanks to our great crew, as always. Thanks to our chief engineer, Josh McDaniel, our on-site engineer, Matt Baker, hustling and working hard. our executive coordinating producer, great guy, boss man, John Wilkerson, for putting all this together and having to adjust. We've had our schedules change, not every week, but at least a couple, two, three-thirds of the season. We've had to adjust games and juggle them because of COVID and things like that all season long. So, what an opportunity for us to broadcast this game, and so thankful for it.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, for you to tell me, hey, here's the game we have, and to look at the two teams and their records and watch the display that took place tonight by Dunn, that, you know, and so many others, but that's what makes it great. I can't wait. It's every week's Christmas. It really is. Where are we going to be next week? I don't know. We're going to know probably Monday, Sunday. I'm texting Vince on Sunday. Where are we at? I want to start digging in the film. I want to start knowing what to study on. So.
And Coach is just as fired up, no matter who it is, and ready to dive into that tape. Great job by Logan Ward, as usual, our studio producer. Sam Foreman, Eric Kane in the studio. They have more work to do in the New Balance Knoxville post-game report on the way as well. Mr. Mahoney, awesome job. Always so much fun to work with you. One more regular season week, and then it's the playoffs, baby.
Where, again, just like last year, you look up and it's already – it's about to be playoff time. That's how fast it's gone by, and what a blast.
Yeah.
And love it, Vince. Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you. It's like going to the theme park, and there's, like, not many people there. Like, you get to pick your ride or where you want to go. I mean, it's
– as fast especially, pass. Yeah. Get the fast pass.
Especially as a kid, man. Just nothing like it. And appreciate you guys for listening to us tonight. Again, the final, CAK 41, Grace Christian 21. The Warriors stay undefeated at 9-0. Grace Falls 2-7-2. We got finals. We got interviews, analysis, playoff positioning, all that coming up in the New Balance Knoxville post-game show on the way with Eric Kane and Sam Foreman. For our entire crew, I am Vince Ferrar. You guys have a wonderful weekend. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week here on the KOC Game of the Week. Good night.
This has been the KOC Game of the Week, Knoxville Orthopedic Clinic. For over 60 years, KOC has emphasized a unique practice of specialty orthopedics. The KOC Game of the Week has also been brought to you in part by Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair, serving Knoxville, Lenoir City, Maryville, and now open in Hardin Valley. OEB. If you're injured in a Tennessee auto accident, call OEB Law at 546-1111 and turn your wreck into a check. Games and Things, cause life should be fun. Fleet Tire, you flat them, we fix them. Complete Cryo Plus, East Tennessee's premier physical recovery spa. And by New Balance Knoxville. For premium cushion in every step, head to New Balance Knoxville.